Tess Kislev, Monday the 5th of December, Diane Levy Yitzchok Raskin, May Hashiluach.
We learned this year in the course of Rabbi Pilef Yosef Fendina, who's having an operation today. Who? Rabbi Pilef,
he needs a refresh name.
Good morning.
And as always, it's a pleasure to be here. Before going to work, learning. I want to share with you about the Me'a Shiloyach, and I've brought here a map of Yerushalayim at the time of the Churban. Now, Yerushalayim, just very briefly, Yerushalayim has moved. Because Yerushalayim, if that's the Har HaBayis, Yerushalayim was down south, as it says in Pasuk in Yechezkel, Kemivne Ir Minegev. Yerushalayim was down south, and the Har HaBayis was at the top, towards the top of that mountain. When Sancheriv moved around and he exiled the 10 tribes from the northern kingdom, then there were many refugees who came down from the Aseret HaShevatim down to Yerushalayim, and they settled on the next mountain. Yerushalayim used to be flanked by Nachal Kidron on one side and Gei Ben Hinnom on the other side. And the refugees settled in what's known here as the upper city. And Yerushalayim was then expanded in the times of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. And so then you have this wider Yerushalayim. So where Altstadt, Ir Atika, is today, is that's really the expanded city. If you want to go to the real original Yerushalayim, as you come out from Kosel Maravi, go down to the bus. Instead of taking your right with the bus towards, you know, where Acheder Bnei Yisrael live, you have to do a little left. And there you go down, there's a place called Ir Dovid. Excavations, they're fascinating stuff. And there you will be able to see the Shiloyach. Now, just to give you the bearings of where the Shiloyach is, it's, as it says in Yerushalmi, it is Be'emsa HaMadino. It's like halfway down, perhaps that's the indication over there, halfway down on the halfway down south on the east. Okay. So that's just giving you the bearings of where the Shiloyach is. Shiloyach is a river. Or I'm going to give you more details about this. There is a flow of water known sometimes as Gichoin, and that Gichoin is a spring, and then there's a pool called Breichas HaShiloyach. So the pool is fed by this flow called Gichoin. So sometimes it's called the waters of Gichoin, sometimes it's called the Shiloyach, but we mean the same thing. Now, in the times of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, he's threatened by Sancheriv, the king of Ashur, and he's looking around, and what are we going to do about this? Sancheriv, this massive army, thousands and thousands of troops. So it says in Pasuk like this, Vayivuat im sorov, listoim esmeho eino isash mechutz le'ir, vaya azruhu. He discusses, he confers with his ministers, I've got an idea, all of this army, Yerushalayim doesn't have water in abundance. An army must have water. So we're going to block the water, the springs. In this way, they won't have water. Vayazru, and they agreed with him. Wonderful idea. Cut off this water supply, and they will be at a loss how to function. Then it says further in Pasuk, Sosam esmei moiso mei negichon o elyoi. He blocked up the waters of Gichon. Before it spoke about the other Ayonos, the other springs, now he blocks the water of Gichon by Yashrem Lamato, Ma'arovo, Le'ir Dovid, and he diverted them. And if you've ever been to these excavations, you'll understand what he did. He didn't just block the waters of Gichon, he actually diverted them. The problem was that the waters of the spring were outside the city and exposed to the enemy. What he did, he made a tunnel and diverted the water all the way around the Har Tzion, or this mountain, and brought them into the inner, to the other part of the city. So what he did, he diverted the water away from access to the enemy, and he diverted it to the inside of expanded Yerushalayim, which was a detriment to the enemy, a benefit for the people of Yerushalayim. Genius. And you have there, there's the plaque where you can see where the workers meet with one another, and the axes meet the axes. It's all described there. They found a plaque describing this. No, all of this sounds wonderful. Now, we have then the Mishnah, or perhaps a Braisa, Shisha Dvorim, also Chizkiyahu HaMelech, Al Shlosha Loi Hoyuloi, three things which Chizkiyahu HaMelech did, and he was not praised for, which is a mild criticism. Sosa Me Gichayu HaElu, he blocked the waters of Gichon, Veloi Hoyuloi, and the Chachamim were not happy with him. Frexa Lishailo, what's so terrible? What was the criticism? If that's not enough, listen to this. Because the Chido, who lived about 200 years ago, he wrote 60, 70 Sforim, but one of them was Shem HaGdolim. In the Shem HaGdolim, under the listing of Reb Chaim Vital, he says, I'm not used to telling stories here, but I want to tell you this story. Agalo Oznecho Masha Shomati Mizik Yerushalayim. That, you know, that Chizkiyo HaMelech blocked the waters because of Sancherif. Until this very day, if you walk in Yerushalayim on a Friday afternoon, it's very quiet, because the Yidden are getting ready for Shabbos and not at work. The Goyim, the Arabs, have gone to Haram al-Sharif, as you know where that is, yeah? That's the temple, the mosque. So it's very quiet. And you can hear the water flowing under the ground. And he says further, there was in the times of Reb Chaim Vital, who is the Talmud of the Arizal, so there was a powerful governor, minister, whose name was Abu Saifim. He had heard that a Jewish king, historically, had blocked the waters which were flowing in this city. So he says, I want those waters reopened. And he asked the Jewish population, they said, there's only one person who can do that, Reb Chaim Vital. He calls in Reb Chaim Vital, and he says, Goizrani Olecho, I'm decreeing upon you that by the time I come, I'm going to the mosque now, by the time I get back, that water should be open. And if not, Dom Choberishecha, your blood is on your head. In other words, you've got to have a bitter self. Reb Chaim Vital uses Kabbalah, Seamus, and he runs off to Damascus. He's now in Damascus. Friday afternoon, his Rebbe, the Arizal, comes to him, and he says, "Hiskalta asoi, you did a foolish thing by running off. You should know like this, that Abu Saifin is a Gilgal of Sancheref. And if you think of the name, Saif is a knife in Arabic, or in Aramaic, yeah? And Cheref says, Abu Saifin is a Gilgal of Sancheref. And that's why he wanted the waters. You are a Gilgal of Chizkiyahu. He does not say there, but Chizkiyahu is Chizkiyah without the Vav, is 130, and Chaim Vital is also 130. So Chaim Vital is the Gilgal of Chizkiyah. And Chizkiyah, Loitoiv also, that he had blocked up, deprived Sancherev of the waters of the Shiloh. And therefore, you had the opportunity to rectify that which Chizkiyah had done wrong. Chaim Vital says to his Rebbe, no, I'll go back. No, before that, he says like this, Rebbe, I did not want to use Shemesh HaKadoshim to accommodate this guy. So the Arizal says, but he used Shemesh HaKadoshim to save your skin. So he says, should I go back? So he says, Farfal, we've missed the opportunity. I'm worried to compromise. It's printed black and white in Shem HaKadoshim. So, or if we have a question on the Mishnah, when it says, Ashoy Shaloi Hoyduloi, there's a criticism. Why Chizkiyahu did such a genius plan of depriving the water of the Shaloiach from the enemy and benefiting the potential captives besieged in Yerushalayim? Okay. Now, today is a special day. It's the Yortzeit of the Mitzvah Rebbe, who's the son of the Balatanya and his Mamala Mokim. He was born on Tes Kislev and he was Nifta on Tes Kislev Ish Kodesh B'Yosir, at any rate, he published, after his father passed away, he published a Siddur with Biurim of Maimonides of Chassidus of his father. And so that's known as the Siddur Yom Dach. It's the first Sefer Chassidus Chabad, which is printed after the Tanya. Okay. But I'm not going to give you a whole lot, I think, just one line from that. He says there, in the Sukkah's Dikim Amorim, he says like this, Ki b'sh'as ha-she'ivu mimayan ha-nikro ha-shiloyach ha-yoytzi mi-beis kodesh kodoshim. If you wanted to understand, that's not the gist of the mind, but this is a word just in passing, that the waters of the Shiloyach come from the Kodesh Kadoshim. Now, I want to explain to you something. We all know that Yechezkel Hanavi talks about waters coming out from the Kodesh Kadoshim. We all know that there's a Shiloyach. But this was a massive chiddush for myself, that the waters of the Shiloyach and the waters of the Kodesh Kadoshim are connected to one another. In other words, here you have the Beis HaMikdash, Kodesh Kedoshim is somewhere over there. Here you have the Shiloyach down here, and to associate these two waters, that the waters coming out from the Har HaBayis, from the Kodesh HaKedoshim, is the source of this water in the Shiloyach, that was for me a major chiddush. For others it wasn't such a big chiddush. It's actually, when I discovered this, I was researching, I sent an email to lots of friends, and someone gave me a link to an academic journal called Etmol. Ayin Tov Mol, as if in Esmol. It's a journal about archaeology published by Tel Aviv University. And there's a fellow called Ayal Davidson who writes an article there. And tracing this whole thing of the waters of the Shiloyach originating from the Har HaBayis. And I'm not going to go through all the details. But one thing he does say is that one time they had the waters of the Shiloyach looked contaminated, and it was traced to a sewage problem in Ir Atika. If you understand, it's the typical way how you trace one from the other, that they saw a problem over there and the results were over there. So the waters of the... So, alright, you have here, now, here is a familiar plan, probably, of the of the Beis HaMikdash. Here they read the Beis HaMikdash, the Azorah, the Ezras Noshim. When they would draw water on Sukkos from the Me'ah Shiloyach, so there's the famous Simchas Beis HaShevo, the dancing the whole night took place in the Ezras Noshim. At daybreak, you would have the Kohanim descending from the 15 steps, and then you have the Shira Malos, and then would be with the trumpet, etc. They would go out from the Yazor, down these steps, down through the main gate, and go down south towards the Shiloyach. Once they brought the water, Sloichis Shalmayim, then they brought the water back up from the south, and they came to this gate known as Sha'ar HaMayim, in English known as Watergate. So, what's the? Why was this gate called Sha'ar HaMayim? Says the Mishnah, Shebo Yoyim Evriim Sloichis Shemayim Bechad. That was the gate where they brought the water, the jug of water, on Sukkos. Omer Rebelevizim in Yaakov, and he says, Ovoy HaMayim Bechakim. In addition to this being the avenue through which the waters of the Shiloh are brought in, it is also boy habmayim mefakim. There is water trickling out. The word mefakim, like the word of pach, which means a bottle, like the thin, like a small flow. That water. If you look at that gate on the floor, there was a little bit of water flowing out, and this is described by a Sheni. I want to explain to you something. The Pasuk, which tells us that there's water flowing out from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's a Pasuk in Yechezkel. Yechezkel is talking about Bayis HaShlishi, about the future Beis HaMikdash. But the Chiddush of the Nusach we have in our Mishnah, Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov is saying, and he remembered the Beis HaMikdash himself. He was a Tanu who remembered. And he's the Tanu of Midas. There's waters flowing out of that gate. And the times of Bayis HaShlishi, you look at the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and you'll see a very thin flow coming out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The waters come wider and wider as they come further, and they'll come the size of a bottle by the gate, and then they'll go wider and wider. At any rate, so you see here already that this Shar HaMayim is, there's a source of water coming out of the Kodesh HaKadosh.
That water will flow above.
He says, Voy HaMayim Mefakim, means it's visible. The Chiddush, it looks like that in the times of Bayis Sheni, the flow from the Kodesh HaKadosh was not visible. If you read the words carefully, it says, Voy HaMayim Mefakim. V'asidim leis lo yoytzim tachs mifdan abayis. That will be visible later. Okay. So now, if you had any questions about what's so significant about the waters of the Shiloyach, so we understand now if the waters of the Shiloyach are coming from such a place. Now, there's a Medrash which says like this, that when Hashem divided the waters by Riyas HaOlam, by the creation of the world, so there was this, the Mayim HaTachtoinim and the Mayim HaElyoinim. There's the upper waters, and there's the lower waters. So the lower waters, Mayim Tachtoinim, Boichim. The lower waters were crying to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ribbono Shel Olam is not fair. Why should we be deprived of being close to Hashem, being close to the Mayim? And the Medrash says, Hemeya Osu, He'izu Pneyem, Uboku Tehoimois, Uvikshu La'alos. That the waters from below kind of surged upwards to come higher up. As she go over and HaKadosh Baruch Hu rebukes them and shouts at them, and the waters subside again. Then Hashem says to the waters, Hoyel v'lichvoidi asise, because you have surged upwards, because you want to be close to me, I'm going to give you two opportunities to go up. The Mayim HaTachtoinim, which were deprived of being up there, have got two opportunities to come up Lamayla. One is, every korban has to have salt, and salt comes from the seas, so the salt on the korban is this Rashi brings the Chumash, right? The salt of the sea is representative of the sea wanting to go up Lamailo, and that's how the waters are able to ascend. The other one is, not by representation, but the waters themselves, and that is the waters of the, by Sukkis, where the actual waters is poured on the Mizbeach. You may remember, there's a well-known Gemara, Midrashim, about David HaMelech, when he was doing excavations to prepare for the Beit HaMikdash. B'shor Shadok Koro David Shissin, when he was doing excavations to prepare the ground for the Beit HaMikdash. Oh, this deserves a Mashiach on its own, but okay. David HaMelech digs down a phenomenal depth, the different source of Midrashim, but it was a phenomenal depth, where he expected that no human has ever come here before. And he comes all the way down, and he finds a piece of cheres, a piece of earthenware. Earthenware means man-made. He sees his cheres, and the cheres says, don't touch me. Because if you'll move me, there'll be a flood. And it will flood the world. And David HaMelech says, aha, yeah, and he picks it up, and it starts flooding. Oh, sorry, in Gemara, yeah. And then it starts flooding, and it's the water's going up and up, it's a sakana for the world. And David HaMelech sees this in big trouble. And so then he turns around and he says, who knows what to do about it? And everyone's stunned. And then, whoever knows and doesn't say, should be a nidur ibazel b'vor, he gives him a curse on condition. And I'm feeling threatened now. Achitofel says, I got an idea. Achitofel says, take Hashem's name, inscribe it on a piece of whatever, and put it in the waters, and that will cause the waters to subside, and that is the waters. Alright, the whole story, which is written in the Gemara. What does that tell me? That if anywhere else in the world the waters have surged upwards, particularly at the Mokem HaMikdosh, The mayim tachtoinim boichim, the surge of the tachtoinim trying to get higher, is so much more that to them came a mikdash. So if all waters of the mayim tachtoinim are trying to have an aliyah, particularly the waters b'mokayim hamikdash are deserving of the opportunity to be oiler, to be elevated. So if you look at what's going on here, you've got the more waters of the mokayim hamikdash. They are trickling down underground, down to the Shiloyach. It comes on Sukkot, Dafka, the water of the Shiloyach, is the waters which are going to now, the waters from the Kodesh Kodashim, which are now going to have actually fulfillment to be poured on the Mizbeach. Okay. I missed, when I quoted the Shiloh, the Chidom, Arizal had told him, if you had uncovered the waters for Abu Saifin, it would have been a Kiddush Hashem Godel v'haschalta de Geula. No less. Kiddush Hashem Godel v'haschalta de Geula. Well, so still, you know, we understand how significant those waters are. Why Chizkiyo? Why was this mission upon him to leave these waters for Sahel? Now, there's a sefer called Megala Amukus. Every page is full of sodos, full of amazing things. Megala Amukus says that Chizkiyo and Sancherev were a Gilgul of Avrohom and Nimrod. And Nimrod is the Melech Shinar. And he, by the Tower of Babel, you have Mishom Hefitzom. So it says they were confused and then they were scattered. So he said the actual scattering was done by Sancherev, who is a Gilgul of Nimrod. And as we know, Bo Sancherev or Bilbul is Kolomus. So this is done in stages. So Sancherev is a repeat of Nimrod. Chizkiyo is a repeat of Avraham Avinu. Now, Avraham Avinu gets into a lot of entanglement with this character called Nimrod. First, Nimrod throws him into a fire. There is a medrash. There's a medrash that says that Eliezer was a gift from Nimrod to Avraham after he came out. You know, successfully safe from the fire, he gave him a gift. He gave him a gift, Eliezer. There's another Gersa in the Roshan that Eliezer is actually his son, which makes it quite ironic if you think about it. Because when Avraham gives chase to the four kings, so he says, who did he get? 318 people. Whatever, it says Eliezer. So Eliezer is chasing. At any rate, listen to this. What does it say in Pasuk? That Avraham Avinu is chasing Nimrod. And Vayidefem ad Choivo Asher Mismoil Damosek. He chases until Choivo. Says Rashi, there's no such place called Choivo. He came to a place called, the Pasuk before or after, came to Don. And what happened by Don? He noticed that this, he realized that this is a place where there will be Avodah Zarah, that Yerovam ben Nevat will establish a golden calf for idol worship in Don. And when he comes to Choivah, to this sin, so then Avraham's energy ebbs away. He's not able to chase Nimrod anymore. So again, Avraham is chasing Nimrod till Choivah. He comes to Don Choivah, Mismoil Damosek, to the left of Damosek. And then he drops the chase. Some beforeshim point out that the word Damosek is the same letters as the word Mikdosh. The difference being that one has got a shin and one has got a sin. Look at those words. Choivo Hashem Mismoil Damosek. If you have Damosek with a sin, so then it's sin. Then it's Choivo. Sorry about the pun in English. But if you are able to rectify it, then instead of Damesek, it becomes Mikdash. You come here, so then where was Avraham thwarted? in his chase because of choivo, which is in Don, which is a smaller than his damosik. Comes the time of Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda, and he, different to his father Ochos, who had seized and closed shuls, Chizkiyahu picked up the standard of Torah learning. Bodku Midon V'yad Be'er Sheva, and they found that even a child and every woman was Boki Nilchus Tare. So look what's going on here. Whereas in the times of Avraham Avinu, there's a barrier, there's an obstacle. Don is about an obstacle. In the times of Chizkiyahu, Don had been elevated because now there's a Ruach Tahara all the way from Don. So now, that which Avraham was not able to rectify, not able to give chase to Nimrod because of Choivo Damoseh, now, Chizkiyahu had rectified this through Limud HaTorah and HaTorah all the way through Don. So now he was able to rectify it. So now he was able to kind of be mevarer, sort out Sancheret and elevate him. What would be the way to, if Sancheret had actually drunk from the waters of the Beis HaMikdash, he would be blown away. And so, this is where the Arizal is telling Reb Chaim Vital, it was wrong of Chizkiyahu to have deprived Sancheret, because, and listen to this, sometimes there are things which are meant to be inside, meant to be private. In the passage in Pasef Yeshayah, Chizkiyahu is visited by Goyisha visitors, and it says there, by Yarehu is Kolbeis Nechoishoi. He showed all his treasures, and he's punished for this. What treasures did he show? So it says he showed them the Sefer Torah. So when a Goy comes to Shul, it's not right to open the Aron Kodesh to show a Goy the Sefer Torah. That's a pasuk in the Novi, and the way Chazal understand it, you don't show a Goy the Sefer Torah. But on the other hand, when the Eibushi created Yerushalayim, and he made that the waters of the Shiloyach are outside, so then Hashem made that so that the Goy should come and he should take a drink from that and he should take a be elevated as a result. And so when Chizkiyahu stopped that, so he had interfered with the plan of the Eibushi that they should be in this bar. Just finish off with the connection with this week's parasha. But we have a very similar idea where Yaakov Avinu, when he crosses the Yabok, he has his 11 children. Dino Hoysa, she was in a teva. She was in a box. He didn't want Esau to see her. So it says in Chazal in numerous places that Yaakov was actually punished. You thought that you're going to protect your daughter from Esau, who is a mohul, who has had a bris milah. She's going to land up in the hands of an oral who didn't have a bris milah. So you see here, and this is, I don't think it's advice for Shiduchim, but for all of us, but Dino, because she was of such a pure source, and such a powerful source, she would have to be able to sort out an Esav and bring him round to Tshuva, which would be Zoycha, V'yolim, Mishim, Bar Tzioin, Lishpudis, Hoysa, Har Esav, V'hoyso, Ladeinoi, Hamlucho, V'hoy, Asher, Lomelech, Al-Kol, Ores, V'yemahu, Yiyah, Hashem, Echad, Shmoy, Echad.